Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 100 Years Nascent War, 1345 to 1347. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles, uncovering the historical nuances and extraordinary stories behind each topic. Today's episode is all about a significant period within the broader conflict known as the Hundred Years' War, the years 1345 to 1347. The Hundred Years' War was a protracted struggle between England and France that lasted from 1337 to 1453, and it had a profound impact on the history of both nations and Europe as a whole. Imagine this. It's the early 14th century, and England and France are embroiled in a multi-generational conflict. These few years, from 1345 to 1347, mark a time when England experienced notable military success due to bold strategies and unexpected victories. During this period, England, under King Edward III, achieved major victories against the French forces, which included the famous battles of Crecy and the Siege of Calais. As we begin, let's clarify what triggered the Hundred Years' War in the first place. Tensions between the English and French crowns had been escalating for years, thanks to territorial disputes and complex feudal loyalties. In 1337, Edward III of England laid claim to the French throne, challenging the current King Philip VI of France. This conflict of claims sparked what would become the Hundred Years' War, a series of battles interspersed with periods of uneasy truces and shifting alliances. So, what exactly happened between 1345 and 1347 that was so crucial? Let's pinpoint 1345. In this year, Edward III launched a series of aggressive campaigns. While Edward maintained campaigns in the north, another English army, led by Henry of Grosmont, the Earl of Derby, initiated operations in the southwest of France. This dual-front approach significantly destabilized French defense strategies. The campaign in southwestern France, particularly in Gascony, became critical. Henry of Grosmont won a spectacular victory at the Battle of Oberoc in October 1345. His forces, though vastly outnumbered, managed a surprise night attack that decimated the French troops. This victory showcased the effective use of longbowmen, who could decimate enemy ranks from a distance, changing the dynamics of medieval warfare. By the time we reach 1346, Edward III was ready to launch one of his most ambitious campaigns. He gathered a considerable army and set sail from Portsmouth, landing on the Cotentin Peninsula in Normandy. What followed was a bold march across France, culminating in one of the most famous battles of the Hundred Years' War, the Battle of Crecy. The Battle of Crecy, fought on August 26, 1346, was a landmark in military history. The English forces, though heavily outnumbered by the French, employed a combination of longbowmen and dismounted knights to devastating effect. The longbow, with its rapid rate of fire and long range, allowed the English to repel wave after wave of attacking French knights. Additionally, the terrain chosen by the English further amplified their tactical advantage. The muddy ground and ditches disrupted the French cavalry charges, transforming the battlefield into a chaotic quagmire. Consequently, French losses were catastrophic, including many nobles and knights. The English demonstrated that well-coordinated infantry could decisively defeat traditional knightly cavalry, changing the course of medieval warfare. In early 1347, after a series of successful skirmishes and the securing of vital supply lines, English forces laid siege to the port city of Calais. The Siege of Calais would become one of the most notable events of the medieval siege warfare era. The siege, lasting from September 1346 until August 1347, showcased Edward III's determination and strategic foresight. Calais, situated directly across the English Channel from Dover, held immense strategic value as a base for launching further operations into France. The resolve of the defenders and the hardships endured by both sides during the siege are striking. Despite several attempts to relieve the city, Calais fell to the English in August 1347. Edward allowed the city's population to surrender, but he expelled the existing residents and repopulated it with English citizens, turning it into a bastion of English power in France for over two centuries. These critical years demonstrated not only the effectiveness of the English longbow, but also the strategic acumen of Edward III and his commanders. The victories during 1345 to 1347 significantly boosted English morale and established a strong foothold in France, intensifying the conflict. Now let's pause for a moment and reflect on some questions. How might these English victories have reshaped the course of European history if they had continued unchallenged? Consider the morale and political repercussions in both England and France. How did these military engagements influence the modern understanding of warfare tactics? Real-life anecdotes from this period are numerous, such as the English king's chivalric gestures post-Battle of Crecy, when he invited French knights to join him for a meal and praise their bravery, even amidst a brutal war. This intermingling of chivalry with the harsh realities of medieval conflict paints a vivid picture of the complexities of leadership and combat at the time. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to delve deeper into this fascinating segment of the Hundred Years' War. Explore the meticulous details of these battles, the maneuvers, and the underlying political machinations. History, after all, is more than dates and events. It's a rich tapestry woven from the stories and experiences of those who lived it. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Remember, the past isn't just a distant memory. It's a key that unlocks the understanding of our present and future. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 100 Years to Seven War, 1345 to 1347. Thanks for listening. See you next time.